Floodwaters continue their rise in West Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
If you was down here right now, you would see why they call it Lake County, because we look like a big lake. And the river is higher than I have ever seen it in my lifetime.
Major concerns up and down the Mississippi River on the Tennessee border as farmers like Ernie Pierce of Lake County are seeing floodwaters like never before, and the worst is still yet to come.
Well, I farm about somewhere in the neighborhood of about 5,000 acres, and I'd say probably 3,000 of it, or maybe 3,500 of it is underwater. We've got water now in fields that I've never seen before. And I've lived here on the bank of the river all my life. From this past Saturday until this morning, we dumped a little over five inches of rain out of the gauge, and it's pouring down rain as we speak now.
W.T. Himes is the Farm Service Agency Manager for Lake and Obion Counties, and he also farms row crops along the Obion River. And he says it's going to be some time before these waters recede and farmers can get back in their fields.
We generally have somewhere from 70 to 90,000 acres of corn in the county. We're generally the largest corn-producing county in the state of Tennessee. We probably have somewhere around 10,000 acres of that planted on the hills in various stages, and the rest of it is going to be questionable whether how much of it gets planted.
And according to the latest crop progress report, only 38% of the corn crop has been planted statewide. On average, over three-fourths of the crop would have already been planted.
Right now, it don't look like it's any lit up in sight, hardly. So I don't know when we may not get a crop. I don't know.
Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.